This is Everything and Nothing with Alexandra Renee. Today's topic is Everything and Nothing.
Why is it that we pay attention to what other people look like? Why do we pay attention to what other people are doing? Why are you even listening to my podcast? Do people even ask questions anymore? Besides the obvious scientific questions like why the fuck is the sky blue, why are the clouds shaped this way, like okay, we've got that down to science, now we're okay with that? You don't want to know more? Like why does the lightning look like my nervous system? Why do I have a floating organism inside a meat suit that only... Does it fully control my body, or does it not? Do we know that it fully controls our body? We only know we use 10%. Is the other 90% doing other things, or is it just not on? So busy making pathways and roads in front of us, can't make a new pathway in the brain. I think you create new pathways with questions. Create pathways with experiences. But you can't create the pathway with just the idea. I hope you're enjoying this music with me. If you're still on. Yeah. This podcast slowly became about the traumas I've lived and how people have done me dirty and blah 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 blah. When I have also done people very dirty, and I'm fixated on right and wrong. And then you start asking the questions again. Why is this right? Is this right for me, or is this right for somebody else? Why is this wrong? Is this wrong for me, or is this wrong for somebody else? Is this wrong for everyone? But is it wrong? Is it meaning? The meaning of wrong? Where did wrong even come from? Who developed wrong? Was it religion? Because the first time you ever hear about wrong is when Eve bit the apple. Why is that wrong? Why is acquiring knowledge wrong? Why is knowing wrong? And it's annoying because I find things wrong and right all the time. Like right now, I'm like, I don't want to drink because I find it wrong for the body. But if somebody else wants to drink, I'm like, ew, why are you doing that? And then at the same time, I'm like, why am I judging them? I have absolute no room. I used to drink. I know why I used to drink. Could be why they're drinking, but also it's none of my business. There is a spider crawling on my skin. So, excuse me a moment while I calmly take this hoe off me. Wherever it went, there you are.
Questions. What's really sucky about questions is you could have all of the questions. You could even have specific questions for specific people, but in the end, it comes up to them answering the question honestly. And we're so distracted and so insecure and so not ready to share how we really fucking feel with another person because of, you know, rejection, reaction, honestly. We're afraid of reaction. And I am guilty of that. I am guilty of reacting when it wasn't my place to react. It's nobody's place to react. Trees don't react when you cut them down. Except they either grow back or they die. And that like makes me think, do trees make the choice? Or do they just fucking live? And why of all species did humans get to evolve? Not that we're using our evolution, right or wrong, but we are using the fuck out of it. I just want to chill the fuck out. I just want to chill out. You're in such a rush. I just want to chill. What are you afraid of? What are you not afraid of? Are you longing for something someone else wanted for you? Or are you longing for something because you saw it in a movie when you were 9 years old and now you've been living off that movie and then you watch it as an adult and you're like, what? This is where I got this from? Is this even what I want to do now? The people who have their careers for 50 years, are you happy? Or are you having a midlife crisis because, you know, you don't know what to do with your life now that you're a big CEO and that was your life and now you don't know who you are? And you're like, what now? And you're like, oh God. And I think everyone's so obsessed with the, what next? What now? What now? Do I take this job? Do I take that job? Do I eat? Do I not eat? Do I work out? Do I not work out? Instead, we're imposed with questions of, do they like me? Do they not like me? Are they mad at me? Are they not mad at me? Do they know what they did wrong? Do they not know what they did wrong? Do they know they hurt me? Do they not know they hurt me? What am I going to wear? Does this make my stomach look flat enough? Does this make my ass look big enough?
I'm not even interested in those questions anymore because I never cared about those questions. I always was wondering just. Why don't people care about other things? Why is it that there's so much meat so massively produced around the whole freaking world and we think that there's more animals than humans? With how much humans repopulate? You really think that what you're eating in that McDonald's sandwich or that Firehouse sub is 100% meat? You think the water that you're drinking out of that water bottle don't got some weird shit in it? Where the fuck they get that water from? Why does nobody ever tell you where they get the water from? I took an environmental science class where I saw Nestle taking water from like a random lake in a little town on a documentary in class. And I was like, the fuck? I mean, I guess it's natural spring water and they filter it and shit, but like, you just took this town's water, part of their water source away? Question mark? Or it doesn't even have to be meat, if I'm being honest. Fucking avocados. I watched a documentary about how there are cartels for avocados. Like, there's such a mass intake of avocados and almonds, and because all the new health stuff. I know everybody wants to eat healthy, but I'm at to the point where I'll just make my own food. At least I know it'll be cared for, loved, grown, and that's just what it is. Because then I have to actually worry about going to get food from somewhere where it's like, did you spray something on this food to make it look better? Did you inject my food with something? Is this natural? Is this the way it's supposed to be? Because I think most of the stuff that we ingest is not the way shit is supposed to be. And I have this goal that I'm gonna start this either a farm or whatever, a giant community garden where it's just gonna be fruits, vegetables, nuts, herbs, and it's gonna be grown healthily, seasonally when they're supposed to. It'll experience the wind, the rain, sun, the dark, the moonlight. With a person who comes to check on them every day just to make sure that they're growing. That's it. Nothing else. Just that you're growing. People are so concerned with every fucking else thing that you're doing, but I'm concerned. Are you growing? And I am concerned, am I growing? And I think that's it for the segment on literally nothing with Alexandra Renee. Deuce deuce. Have a good day. Have a day. Just have a day.